Welcome to the Infotainment Podcast initiating startup sequence.
Hi, my name is Randy, and the Infotainment Podcast will begin shortly. I will be around mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. Welcome to you, and especially you on this New Year's Eve. Just thought I'd do an end of year special to the probably the worst year I've ever had. But as far as you got to count your blessings, but I'm very glad to be saying goodbye to 2020. And I do have a guest in here today, if you'd like to introduce yourself.
I'm Lisa,
one of my neighbors here at my apartment complex, and we're just gonna hang out and have a good time and talk a lot of nonsense for this show. And what I just before you called, I wrote something on my Facebook that I was gonna have a big celebration tonight, that I was making Metamucil and milk of magnesia smoothies, and we're gonna binge watch Matlock and Walker Texas Ranger.
And what exactly does Google says that does to you?
What is that again? I didn't catch that.
I said, what is it that Google says that it does to you?
Oh, maybe if you added a little Smirnoff, it might do something. I don't know.
Okay. And whether or not if it was just like the Rice Krispies.
I don't know. Whatever you wanted to add into there. maybe to spice the evening up a watch of... binge watch some of the Golden Girls sitcom. I'm trying my darndest to stay away from politics, because I've done that a little too much.
That's kind of pretty much what there is really to talk about, though, especially this year.
I know. It's just been in the news, constantly battling over these stimulus payments, which they should have set up in the first stimulus bill, like every other major. Here I go again. I'm ranting. Every other major country can set up a decent thing. Canada gave $2,000 a month to everyone for 7 months to get through this.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, I do have a thing, the 50 weirdest stories of 2020 that were not COVID related.
Okay. Let's hear some of that.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Remember the murder hornets?
Yes.
Let's see what it says about a constant support cast member in the hellish TV program that was 2020 Murder Hornets seemed to pop up every few months, according, accompanied by new horrifying details on the instigating insects. While they actually first arrived in Western Canada in 2019, in April was when they really started to make waves. Then we learned about exactly how they do their murdering, and who could forget slaughter season? Thankfully, murder hornets didn't pose a huge murderous threat to people, relegating them to amusing anecdote amidst 2020. Everything is cake. Well, that's a internet meme or something. I have heard some people calling women Karen. I've heard Karen being used as a bad name, but I don't know exactly why. A recipe for kronk has been discovered. I don't know what. In 1883, a drink called kronk, C-R-O-N-K. Yeah, started advertising in the Calgary Herald. If you can spot their ads, never heard of it. And they got a recipe for it. Kronk sarsaparilla beer bottle. Let's look at their... But then the Cold Garden Brewery in Calgary decided to brew the 100-year-old elixir. Turns out that kronk is a lot like prune juice meets Jägermeister meets molasses. But the cult of kronk, that was as sweet as pie. Last month, Cold Garden dropped modern kronk, an improved version of the brew for more modern tastes. Kronk is available. Get kronk in the tap room for takeout, or get kronk online at coldgarden.ca for shipment or local delivery.
I see that there's a Dr. Kronk compound sarsaparilla beer.
That's probably what it is. The true essence of kronk is brewed with vanilla ice and cocoa, or not cocoa, but well, they do show the bottles at the. I think I'd rather just buy some specialty beer or something from Germany or whatever.
Yeah.
Sarsaparilla. Well, that's about George Floyd. We don't want to do anything on that. Let's see. Love is Blind. The moment that Love is Blind star Jessica holds her glass of red wine to her dog's snout, softly murmuring she loves wine, will go down in television history. Give it all up to the Emmys. The reality dating show where people dated and got engaged without even seeing each other was tailor-made for this year. Just before the pandemic kicked into high gear in March, Love is Blind was there for us to entertain, to gas, and to let us think it might be the most fucked up thing to happen in 2020. Boy, oh boy, were we all wrong. were you ever a big watcher of any of those shows like Dancing with the Stars or The Bachelor, Bachelorette, or anything?
No, I didn't ever really get into it.
No, not at all?
No, I've seen a couple episodes, but that's about it.
Oh, okay. No, I never did either. I think I watched like the first season of Survivor or something like that.
Oh, I've seen like that kind of a thing, but it's all, I don't know. For me, it's not the real world.
Yeah, none of them are.
It's all made up. It's scripted.
Yeah.
And everything, it's not real TV. It's not really real reality TV. It's made up just like everything else is.
I did see a few episodes of Naked and Afraid, you know, where they drop those people off and some...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that. That one's good.
They could just as well call that the butt crack show, because every time I turned it on, all you saw was somebody's butt crack.
That is true. Very true. It's kind of fun, though, getting that, trying to see what exactly they'll go and show you and what they won't show you. And the thing that I saw is those women were actually better at it than the guys were.
Some of them were, yeah. Yeah,
the guys were freaking out on some things, and the women kept them calm, cool, and collected.
Go women power, yeah. Some of them were. Do you know that?
Oh, well, of course I do.
And some of them, yeah. And some of them bailed out fairly quickly on their partners, which wasn't very cool. But
no, it wasn't. But, you know, survival of the fittest, I guess.
What else about reality? Oh, there was a thing about the Tiger King. I never watched that. I think I where that guy.
I saw part of it.
Mm-hmm.
They actually had something on the ID today that on the Investigation Discovery Channel on it about the Tiger King. And it's kind of pretty amazing what they were able to figure out on that show.
He wanted to murder somebody who was totally against the way he treated big cats. Isn't that what the whole premise was of that?
Yeah, and succeeded. The body was never found.
He did succeed at that. I didn't even know that. I guess.
Yeah, I believe so. If I remember correctly, he succeeded at that one.
I never did check out that show.
I can't remember. What was the name of that one again? The Tiger?
Oh, man.
The Tiger King show.
Yeah, I never saw it. I got to watch more reality TV, I guess. Surreal.
Well, you can if you'd like.
Surreal TV. But
yeah.
Lots of literal garbage fires. In a year known as the garbage fire, there were actually a lot of garbage literally on fire. I don't
really.
Let's see. There was a garbage truck fire in Toronto because 2020. Whether your preferred phrasing is hot garbage or dumpster fire or simply flaming pile of garbage, most Canadians will agree that 2020 has been, bad from the COVID and the subsequent economic crash to those devastating January forest fires in Australia. Yeah, that was this year. Everything that could have gone wrong this year seems to have done that. And really,
I agree.
And just to pile on to everything, there was a literal garbage fire in downtown Toronto Monday morning. And honest to goodness, pile of garbage on fire. Yeah, it's in the streets here, a whole bunch of... It just looks like some arson thing. Oh, there it goes again. Well, we don't want that. I'm trying to block out that. Oh, well, I guess I should drink more.
Thanks for that crap.
Let me go back and get out of that. And let's see. The biblical plague for several weeks in the early fall, swarms of moths descended upon Vancouver. It felt fitting for 2020, a year defined quite literally by a plague. Why are there so many moths in Vancouver? Don't be alarmed. Western hemlock loopers are invading BC's lower mainland. Oh, they kind of got a bluish gray wing colored pattern. Let's see. This is in Vancouver. And this is their apocalypse. Moss. Millions of moss. They're out in the streets. They're on the bus. They cluster around street lights at night in swarms, foreshadowing some darkness we don't yet know. They're little literal corpses litter the sidewalk seemingly everywhere. They've even somehow found a way to fly up 27 floors and desperately cling to the outside of my apartment window. Well, not my apartment window, but somebody's apartment window in Vancouver. There's literally one fluttering beside me as I write this. The moss apocalypse is real, and I really do hate it. Yeah, this year I wouldn't even put past a zombie apocalypse, but Metro Vancouver residents started noticing the insect influx last week. And most of them, understandably, were not happy with 2020's latest what-the-fuck moment. Rachel says, every year during the butterfly migration, I explain to people that they will be scared if those were moths. Vancouver is having a moth migration right now, and she writes, help. Well, sometimes we do get the real invasion of the, not ladybugs, but they're Asian beetles. They're a little bit different.
They're Asian beetles. Yeah, they look like ladybugs.
Yeah. One year when I lived in Southwest Missouri, we did have a big infestation. Oh, what were they called? They're the beetles with the super green shell. June bugs. That's what they were called.
June bugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, the
June
bug invasion.
Yep.
Those were fun. Hey, did you know this past decade has been the warmest in recorded history?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, according to the United Nations Foundation, the numbers are in.
Hmm.
The past decade has been the warmest in recorded history. Deadly wildfires, including those affecting Australia, hurricanes, extreme weather events, and climate-influenced migration and hunger in many parts of the world are now regular occurrences. Ice caps are melting, sea levels are rising, and the very survival of island nations is being threatened. Our entire ecosystem is at risk. Apparently, 1 million animal and plant species may be extinct within years, the largest scale ecological loss humans have seen. And the mounting global movement of youth impatient for change is pushing climate protection into the global consciousness like never before.
Yeah, and it's warming up the ocean. Like, if we warm up the ocean anymore, we're going to have even worse, like hurricanes and stuff, like we don't have them now, but that's because they're heating up the ocean waters, and that's causing those super huge hurricanes.
Yeah, and then you're going to get the darn tsunamis that go along with them all.
Yeah, those are devastating, too. If we didn't have enough excuses to start drinking heavily in 2020, we've got a few more for you.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's about it for those moths over Vancouver. Don't worry, I'll edit a lot of this out. These stories are not very long. Oh, yeah, the monoliths. I remember. You remember those metal structures they found?
Yeah.
Out in the middle. And it's kind of a big question is why. I guess the second one wasn't constructed very well. It had rivets in it. And the first one was smooth and like, are the aliens invading or sending us a sign of something? I wish they'd come and give us a COVID cure, but...
Hey, you never know. Strange things have happened.
I watched that show, Paranormal, caught on video, caught on camera, I think on the Travel Channel sometimes, and they do have some pretty weird stuff caught on video that makes you think about... Think about otherworldly craft. Anyway, they did have a one that was caught over St. Paul, Minnesota, where there were a huge circle of lights at like nighttime that were equal distance apart, but it disappeared after a while. I don't know what that could have been, but
what year was that?
I don't know what year it was, but they take them from a lot of different years. And then people recording ghostly experiences in their place, and where stuff gets moved around and they get poked, or something flips off a counter, and they got poltergeist activity. So it's an interesting program. Let's see.
I think so.
Let's see.
Have you ever had any experiences with any of the paranormal?
I've done a little paranormal stuff on a podcast before, where I've recorded.
Okay.
But I just downloaded some ghost hunting apps and nothing really serious, so I'm glad of that, I guess.
I've had some pretty scary, weird stories.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Do tell.
Let's see, back in, I'd say about 30 years ago,
mm-hmm.
I was living in this old house up in St. Paul.
Yeah.
And I lived on the second floor. It was a house, and they went and they made the upstairs into its own apartment.
Uh-oh.
So I had a cousin of mine that lived underneath me and an attic above me. And one night I'm laying in my bedroom and my daughter's in her crib in her room, and her toy box is out in front of my bedroom against the outside wall. Do you remember the little wind up ones where the screen scrolls across and it does like London Bridges and all those little old kids songs?
Yeah, wind up toys. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the little wind up one where the screen just kind of keeps going and it plays the music as it goes.
Yeah, I think.
Well, I'm laying there in bed this one night, and all of a sudden, all the lights are out. There's nobody else in the house but my daughter and I. We're in bed. She's asleep, and all of a sudden, this particular toy decides that it's going to play. And played a whole song, and then just automatically stopped. So I get up, got out of bed, went over to the toy box, picked it up, held it, looked at it, made sure there was like no on-off button type thing going on or anything, and nothing there. Set it back down in the toy box, go back to bed. About 5 minutes later, same thing happens again. So I'm like, what the F?
Yeah, that is weird.
That one was about the creepiest thing that I had happen to me.
And that was a real old house, you said?
It was a really old house. It was over 100-year-old house. It was old enough where it had the old radiators in it.
Yes.
Radiators, you know, that came out of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That the water flowed through, and it had their cloth bathtubs in it. There were no showers.
Yeah.
So it's very late 1800s house. And so, yeah, it was pretty spooky that night, I'll tell you. The London Bridge is playing all by itself, the whole entire song of it, coming out of a toy. That's nobody's pet.
That is creepy. Had any of the house, but before that happened, had they been doing some remodeling or anything?
No.
No? No? That's on really old structures where there's been known haunting or whatever, or maybe they don't even know. If you remodel some area of it, that really ticks off some of the spirits that live there, and then they get more active and start messing with the living people there.
Well, in this house again, another story I got. I'm laying in bed again at night, and I can hear this creaking sound above me. And the only thing above me is the darn attic. And it sounds like a rocking chair rocking.
Ew.
My cousin wasn't home. I'm in my bed, so who the heck is up there rocking in this rocking chair? So I decided to take a trip up to the attic the next day.
Yeah.
Sure enough, there's a darn rocking chair up in the attic just sitting there.
And nobody there.
Nobody in it. But, nobody there.
But
there's a rocking chair there, and I heard that rocking chair creaking on the wood floor.
Because
the whole house had hardwood floors.
Now that is kind of spooky.
Yeah, for those two really things spooky to happen in the same house within 3 months of each other, yeah, kind of spooky. You know, let's just say we didn't live there long after that.
Yeah,
I kind of felt it was trying to tell me something. You don't belong here. You're not wanted.
Yeah. Well, on that note, hasn't the year 2020 just flown by? Let's all say goodbye to the year 2020. If you would like to listen to the conclusion of this program, it's on the next episode where Lisa has another true paranormal experience where she interacts with a woman and her dead husband, where she interacts with her husband to tell her wife that he's doing all right. If you would like to check out some pictures I have for sale, I have them at randolph9292.pickfair.com. That's DOLPH 9292.pickfair, PICFAIR.com. Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it, whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.